Welcome on my brand new video blog called Mobile Programmer. In this video, I would like to show you how to create simple Xamarin Forms application that will be connected with Microsoft Cognitive Services. Let's see how to do it. To start, open browser and type microsoft.com/cognitive-services. As you can see, here is the portal where you can try many different APIs. Before we start, you have to know that using Microsoft Cognitive Services requires having active Microsoft account. In this video, we will use Computer Vision API. So go to APIs tab and select Computer Vision. On this page, you can find details about selected API, so in our case, Computer Vision API. If you scroll down on this page, you can see what exactly you can achieve with this selected API. So in our case, we will use Xamarin Forms application to select image from the gallery, upload it to the Cognitive Services and display result. You can retrieve many details about uploaded image, like description, so in this case a man swimming in a pool of water. You can retrieve tags, so water, sport, swimming for instance, but there is also image format, image dimensions, and what is the most interesting thing here, we can also analyze faces, so in this case we have man, age 28. Great! So, let's see how to enable Computer Vision API in the portal. You have to click My Account tab and then sign in with your either Microsoft account or GitHub account or LinkedIn account. In my case, I will sign in with Microsoft account. Once you sign in, you can enable selected API. Before we do that, you have to know that using Microsoft Cognitive Services is free, but there are some limitations. Let's see how they look like. Click plus, and as you can see, here is the list of different APIs you can use. In our case, we will use Computer Vision Preview. So we can do 5,000 transactions per month, 20 per minute. This is the limitation with free subscription. So, click checkbox next to Computer Vision Preview and scroll down to the bottom of the page. You have to agree to Microsoft Cognitive Services terms. Once you do it, click subscribe. Computer Vision API is enabled. If you scroll down on this page, you will see Computer Vision tab. We will use key 1 to communicate with Microsoft Cognitive Services, so click show and then copy this key. We will use it in Xamarin Forms application. That's all. Now we can move to Visual Studio and create simple Xamarin Forms application. So in Visual Studio, we will start from creating user interface. We will have one button. Once user clicks it, gallery will open on the phone and user can select the image. Once it's selected, it will be displayed in the application and activity indicator will display. After a few seconds, we will get result from the Cognitive Services and we will display it on the label. Let's start. So click File tab, then New and Project. And we will select Cross-Platform tab and here blank XAML app, Xamarin Forms Portable. Type the name of your application, set the location on the disk and type solution name. Then click OK. We will create application for Android, iOS and UWP platform. So open Portable project and open main page XAML. Here, we will create simple user interface of our application. We can remove default label from our layout and then type content page.content. And inside it, we will have one grid with four rows. So, let's create grid. Then we need to create rows, so row definitions, and here we'll type row definition, and we can copy it 4 times. Now we have grid with 4 rows, and in the first row we will create image, so we'll give it name my image like this. Then we will put it in the first row, so row 0, and we will add some margin to it. Okay, like this. Under the image control we need to add activity indicator, so activity indicator x name my activity indicator. We need to put it in the second row, so row 1, like this. Just under activity indicator we need to put scroll view with label inside it to display the result from cognitive services, so scroll view grid row 2 like this, and inside we will put label x name my label like this here, and also we will change font size to 11 like this. And the last thing here under scroll view is our button, so button x name my button here, we'll put it in the last row, so grid row 3, and we will add the text to our button, so here we will type select picture like this. Great, our user interface for app is ready. Now we can implement functionality. So we can close main page XAML and open main page XAML CS. To access gallery on each platform, we will use cross-platform plugin called Xamarin Media Plugin. Let's see how to add it. Right-click on the solution and select Manage NuGet Packages for Solution. In the Browse tab in search window, type Media Plugin. And here we need to find xam.plugin.media. We need to install it in the each project. So select checkbox and click Install. After a few seconds, component will be added to our projects. Great! Plugin was successfully added, so we can close README file. But we need to also add plugin that enables us to connect to cognitive services from our application. So in the search window, type project.oxford.vision. And this is the component we need to add to our application. Install it only in the portable project. So select portable project and then click install. After a few seconds, this library will be added to your project. Great! Now we can start implementing functionality. So close NuGet Manager window and open main page XAML CS class. We will start our implementation from getImageDescription method with one parameter, ImageStream, that will be sent to cognitive services. And this method will return analyzes result about selected image. So, let's implement it. Under the constructor, type private async task with analysis result. Add using namespace Microsoft.project.oxford.vision.contract. Type the name of the method, so get image description, and as a parameter type stream image stream, like this. And also you need to add using namespace. And inside our method we will use vision service client, so the object responsible for connecting with cognitive services. So here we will type vision service client, also add using namespace vision client equals new vision service client, and as a parameter we need to pass our subscription key from the portal. So here you need to add your key. So I will paste my key here, and just under this line you need to tell what exactly you would like to see in the result from cognitive services. So in our case we would like to see tags about selected image. So create visual feature tab called features, and here you need to pass what exactly you would like to retrieve. So tags about the image. Great. And now we need to return the result. So return await vision client dot analyze image async. Here we will pass image stream, our tab to list, and the last parameter will be null, like this. Great, so our getImageDescription method is created. So now we need to add method responsible for selecting image from the gallery using cross-media plugin. So just under getImageDescription method, add selectPicture method. So private async task select picture, like this. And inside this method we will take picture from the gallery, then pass it to cognitive services, and at the end we will display the result. First of all we need to check if access to the gallery is granted, so use if condition and here type crossmedia.current.isPicPhoto supported. If it's supported, we can get the image from the gallery. So var image equals await crossmedia.current.picphotoasync, like this. Once we have image from the gallery, we would like to display it in the user interface. So here we will use my image.source equals, and here I will type image source dot from stream, like this. Here I will use lambda expression, and inside it I will return image dot get source. So this line of code, as you can see, is responsible for displaying image in the user interface. So once I display this image, I can show activity indicator. So here I will type my activity indicator that is running equals true. So I would like to display activity indicator once I'm waiting for the response from the cognitive services. And here below I can add try and also catch clause. And here I will add client exception, because once there is exception from, I would like to display information to the user. So here my label.text equals exception.message, like this. And in the try clause, I would like to connect to cognitive services. So how to do it? I need to call getImageDescription method. So here I will type var result equals await getImageDescription, and here I will pass the stream to the from the image. So like this, image.getStream. Once I have the result and everything is fine, I can display the result. So here I will use for each loop, for each tag in result.tags, I would like to use my label control to display. So my label.text equals my label.text plus, and here tag.name plus new line, like this. Great, so this loop is responsible for displaying tags in the user interface. And once I do it under the catch, I can type my activity indicator that is running equals false. So I would like to hide it. Once I have this, I can now invoke this method. And to do it, I will use click handler. So just under the select picture method, I will add handle click event handler. So async void, because it's handler, handle click like this, and I will pass here two arguments, object sender and also event args, like this. And inside it I can call await select picture, like this. And if I go to the main page XAML, you can see that in the line with button declaration I have clicked equals handle click. So once user click this button, you can access gallery, select the image and then analyze it with cognitive services. So once we have this, we can close those files and click build and then rebuild solution to check whether everything is fine. Once you do it, we can test our application firstly on Android platform. So let's launch the application on the emulator. I will use Android Lollipop device, and after a few seconds, application should appear on the screen. Great. I know that this user interface is really simple, but it's for the demo purpose. If I click select picture, I have access to the gallery. Once I select image, it's displayed on the screen. There is also activity indicator, and here I got result from the cognitive services. If I enlarge the emulator like this, as you can see here, I have car tag. So cognitive services discovered what's in the picture. So it's working correctly. So now we can test the same application on the iOS platform. So let's close Android emulator and set the iOS project as a startup project. But there is one more thing we need to add. On the iOS platform, application should inform user that it would like to access gallery. So open iOS project and right click on the info pair list. Select open with and then click XML text editor. Click OK. And here in the info playlist, scroll down and just under launch screen string here, we need to add one more key. So type key and give it a name, NS Photo Library Usage Description, like this. And under the key, we need to add string. So here type photo library access required. We can save changes, close this file, and now next to device tab, we can select iPhone 5S, and now we can launch the simulator. After a few seconds, it should appear on the screen. As you can see, here is our application. I can type select picture. Here is our warning about gallery access. I can click OK. Now I can access gallery. I can select picture. And here, as you can see, is activity indicator. And below, I have result from cognitive services. Great. So application also works on the iOS platform. Let's test now UWP. So, set UWP platform project as a startup project and then change the configuration to x86. Then we can launch application on the local machine. Application appeared on the screen and here I can type select picture. Now I have access to files. I will select Xamarin image, and as you can see here, image is displayed, and then here I have response from cognitive services. So here is computer and electronics. Great. So this application also works on UWP platform. Great. So now you know how to use Microsoft Cognitive Services and how to connect it with your Xamarin application. You do not have to worry. I will share the whole source code on my GitHub. Thanks for watching and see you in the next video.